It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Steve Inskeep. Renee Montaigne is back after some time off. Renee, welcome back.
Oh, well, thanks. Glad to be back, Steve.
And you're back just in time for the South Carolina primary. Well
done. And just in time for some changes in that race. Conservative voters remain split, as many know, between several candidates. But one of those contenders got quite a boost over the weekend. Evangelical leaders met and endorsed former Pennsylvania Senator Rick Santorum. And we'll hear more about that in a moment.
Mitt Romney gets an endorsement today from one of his former rivals. John Huntsman is dropping out of the race. NPR's Tamara Keith reports on the former Utah governor who tried not to run as a typical candidate.
Of all the leading GOP hopefuls, Huntsman is the only one who never, even briefly, surged to second place. He peaked in New Hampshire, where he had spent almost all of his time. For months. He even appeared on Saturday Night Live to joke about his apparent obsession with the Granite State.
I love all of America, from Dallas, Texas, to Manchester, New Hampshire, from the majestic Rocky Mountains to New Hampshire's scenic Lake Winnipesaukee, from the innovation of Silicon Valley to the affordable outlet malls in North Conway, New Hampshire.
But all that campaigning didn't exactly pay off on primary night.
I'd say third place is a ticket to ride, ladies and gentlemen. Hello, South Carolina.
As we now know, South Carolina is where Huntsman's ride ends. It all started back in June with a series of web videos showing the candidate riding a dirt bike through the Utah desert with this slightly twangy music in the background. In white lettering on the screen of the last video, it said, "Tomorrow, the candidate for president who rides motocross to relax." From there, Republican political consultant Rob Stutzman says Huntsman's messaging didn't really improve.
I think he'll be remembered as that nice, interesting, smart guy that never had anything to say other than elect me because I can be more civil, which is not exactly the winning message in a Republican presidential primary.
Stutzman says GOP primary voters are angry at the president, and Huntsman didn't give them any red meat. In fact, Huntsman had just come off a stint as ambassador to China. He had been part of the Obama administration. And then there were the ever-important debates.
His debate performances were uneven. At times, he gave very interesting, insightful answers. And then at times, he seemed to be telling inside jokes.
Here are just a couple of examples. First, from the Bloomberg debate in October.
I would first and foremost disagree with Rick on one measure. That is, Pennsylvania is not the gas capital of the country. Washington, D.C. is a gas capital of the country.
And the CNN debate in September.
To hear these two go at it over here, it's almost incredible. You've got Governor Romney, who called it a fraud in his book No Apology. I don't know if that was written by Kurt Cobain or not.
Yes, that was a reference to the grunge band Nirvana and its song All Apologies. Barely anyone got it that night either. At other moments in the debates, Huntsman made comments that seemed targeted more at moderates and Democrats than the primary voters he would need to win the nomination. This is him at a Politico NBC News debate in September.
When you make comments that fly in the face of what 98 out of 100 climate scientists have said, when you call into question the science of evolution, all I am saying is that in order for the Republican Party to win, we can't run from science.
Unfortunately for Huntsman, arguments like that never helped him gain traction with the people who were actually voting. Tamara Keith, NPR News.